Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Do you think it's unfair for many shops to open until 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve? We got a message from a girl who works in retail and I want you to have a quick listen. It says, hi now, can you ask your listeners to spare a thought for people like me who work in retail? I've been working in retail for a number of years now. Every year is the same, in work till 5 or 6 o'clock and incredibly busy. I have mentioned it before in passing in work that we shouldn't be made work so late on Christmas Eve. We should all be at home spending time with our family, waiting for Santa Claus. For a lot of us, we close the shop at 6 o'clock, have to clean up, get the shop ready for Stephen's Day for the sale, and don't get home till 8 o'clock. We have Christmas Day off, and then we're back in work again on Stephen's Day at 8 o'clock in the morning. Christmas in retail is far from magical. We deal with cranky customers who are angry. We don't have something in stock the day before Christmas Day, and all of a sudden it's our fault. I genuinely think there is no need for shops to be open so late. It's not like Christmas comes as some sort of surprise. Most people start shopping at the beginning of December. They should have everything done by then. Maybe it might be worth talking about. I know for a fact that I'm not the only person in retail who feels this way. It should be closed at 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve at the latest. If it has to open at all. That comes in from Niamh. And I think Niamh has a really good point. We spare a thought for the people who have to work at Christmas. And a lot of us will be off on the day before Christmas Eve. I'm working Christmas Eve, but we'll be finished here at 2 o'clock, so I'll be off at 2. Most people, a lot of people in offices, won't be working on Christmas Eve. Civil servants don't work on Christmas Eve, as far as I know. Or if they do, they get off early. Check that for me, Helena. Public sector. Hospitals, of course, doctors and nurses, don't stop working. The bus service will go on a skeleton service late Christmas Eve into Christmas Day. Taxi men, usually skeleton service again. You will have some taxi drivers out on Christmas Day to take those people back and forward to relations, but they'll generally finish up at 3 or 4 o'clock. We need to spare a thought for people who have to work around the Christmas period. And it's unfair if they don't have to do it. And in retail, she's right. They don't have to do it. Just because you're a lazy shite and you didn't bother getting your presents for people and you wait till Christmas Eve, that's not their fault. So why should they have to work just to pander to your laziness? So would it be a good idea to bring in some sort of legislation, or I don't know, some sort of code of conduct, you couldn't bring it into law, that shops and businesses should all be closed by 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve to give people a chance for family time? It's like Thanksgiving in America. It's the one time of the year that, you know, mom and dad might be home with the kids, or mom will be home with the kids, or dad will be home with the kids, if you're a separated family or whatever it happens to be. And it's the one time that you might get to see friends and relatives. You can sit down, you can watch Willy Wonka or whatever it happens to be at Christmas and watch it all together. But if you're working till 7 or 8 o'clock at night and then you have to clean up or whatever it is and you don't get home till 8 and you're tired, I mean, it's just not the same. So should there be like a rule that the shops must close at 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve? Like, as I mentioned before, I go up to Northern Ireland quite a lot. On Sunday, the shops don't open till 12 or 1. It's a kind of tradition that goes back, it's a religious tradition, obviously, that goes back a long time, and they still do it. You know, you daren't open before 12 or 1, or it's sacrilegious. So should we do the same everywhere? Should it just be 2 o'clock Christmas Eve? Let people go home and enjoy their Christmas. What do you think? Or maybe you're one of those people saying, well, hold on, Niall, that's their job. You know what I mean? I don't get off work till 2 o'clock. I have to do a bit of shopping before I go home. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0080. WhatsApp or text. And let me know if you're working over the Christmas, by the way. I'd love to know. Sandra, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sandra?
I'm good. And you, Niall?
Good. Sandra, you worked in a salon for years.
Yes, absolutely. I know I work in a different organisation, but yes, I would be working all over Christmas.
Are you a hairdresser?
Stylist.
You don't. Yeah, that's right. I always said that on purpose because they don't use the word hairdresser anymore, should they?
No, that's real old fashioned.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm 56, Sandra. Give me a break.
well,
a stylist.
No, yeah, exactly. And mentor and counselor all in one.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And
by the way, do you still do the same questions? You going anywhere nice on your holidays?
Oh, yeah, that's the way it starts off with a lot of people. Then it's all in Instagram and all the latest, whatever's going on, styles, fashion, the whole lot. But,
yeah.
Yeah, but I had to work many a time, and my point would be, and I had kids on it, and sometimes I gave out hell about it. I had to get up at 5:30 in the morning to get in early, and what we did was work backwards to try and finish it by 4, and most of the time we didn't, due to the fact that some people only got paid, and they'd come in, like their husbands only come home, and they'd run in, the wives were just totally all over the place trying to get a haircut the last minute, and I was the only one that would do highlights if they really needed, because
but if they're running at 4 o'clock and they need highlights, that's going to take 2 hours, isn't it?
No, they'd come in on the morning, but I'd stay back that little bit of time later,
okay.
But there is just lots of people and
but why would they leave it till Christmas? Could they not get their hair done the week before?
They could do, but as I said, they didn't get paid. Now, going back, my dad worked himself, he worked very, very hard. And sometimes my mammy didn't get paid till Christmas Eve when he came home. And so she'd run out at the last minute trying to get a few last bits and bobs, So
to me,
I do think Stephen's Estate, that should be an on-run that it should not open.
Yeah. Okay.
And especially the people in there, they should get that off. Like Christmas Eve and Stephen's Estate, seriously, the shops could close for 2 days.
Yeah, it wouldn't kill them.
Yeah, because, and then if young people like swapping every other year with the girls that work with me, they, will you work next Christmas Eve and I'll work? Or the girls who didn't have kids didn't really mind. Yeah, but,
I mean, years ago they did close on Christmas Day and Stephen's Day.
Yeah,
but nowadays they don't.
Demand. Yeah, it's just the demand now.
I can see a future in 10 years' time where the shops are going to be open on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's sick.
When I was a DJ, I used to work at a nightclub in Dundalk, and their busiest night of the year was Christmas night. They'd open at 12 o'clock on Christmas night.
Oh, it's crazy.
And there'd be a queue around the corner. And I go, he is mad.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like Good Friday. They could stay off booze just for one night. It's like the world is going to dry up with alcohol. They're out trolley loads just for one night, a couple of hours really.
But what is it with people? She mentions rightly in her email, Christmas doesn't come as a surprise. We know it's going to happen, right? So why do people generally leave, forget about hairstyling, but even buying stuff, presents, why do they leave it till Christmas Eve?
Because things are reduced and some people are holding on to get a better offer. There are lots of reasons why people do it. Now, there are the selfish, you just deliberately don't bother
the lazy. Their bums. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. With me, I'm always stuck. I always forget to get something for somebody and I kind of run out. But I wouldn't be aggressive with the girls in retail. It's not their fault.
Are you sorted this year? Have you got everything?
No, it's too much to do because, I work nights now, so.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
And are you working for one of the big chains?
No, I'm not working for one of the big chains. I'm doing something else, different.
Oh, have you moved away from hairstyling?
No, I have a select clientele.
Oh, right, okay. I'm not going to go into it too deeply. That's your own private business, what you do.
I don't know.
But are you making a few quid? That's the main thing.
Yes, I know. I do it more so to keep up with my clients. It's great to catch up. They're more like friends now. They actually would come out to me and vice versa.
That business has expanded so much now into kind of nails and tan and all sorts of different things now, isn't it?
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Do you not do the nails?
The extensions, hair extensions and colours, but like that, I'm selective as to who I do.
Hair extensions are quite popular nowadays still, aren't they?
They are. I wouldn't have them myself. I don't know how they wear them, but
Destroy your hair? Well, it comes from... It's a cultural thing in some countries, places like India.
They get it cut off, But I've tried to deter them. Because, it does ruin the hair. Absolutely ruins it, 100%.
Yeah, because what they do, they crimp it on with beads or something, isn't it?
They're the beads that you clamp it on. It's like a plier.
Yeah, and then they have the tape ones as well, the double-set tape. Yeah,
yeah, the glue that ruins. So you need, acetone to take that off. So your own hair is in bits.
Okay.
So I wouldn't touch those, nor would I take them out for anybody, God no man, because you take them out and you see the state of your hair, you say, oh, your one done that, she took them out. No, thank you.
I'm not taking responsibility for your hair, darling.
Exactly.
So you kind of, although you will do them if people want you to do them, but you would avoid them personally yourself.
The beads is just a clamp, then a tool I use to take it out.
And is there many women nowadays, I'm sorry we're getting into hairstyling here, right? Mm-hmm. But is there many women nowadays that leave their hair natural? Because, you don't see really men dyeing their hair too much, right? Women do it all the time. I mean, I've seen a lot of women lately with grey hair. It seems to be quite fashionable again.
Yeah, it's awful, though. It just doesn't suit a lot of people, and it ages. In fact, it changes the pigmentation. If you see somebody with grey hair, right, and then they come in, oh, what do you think? I'm getting it done, blah, 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 and you change it. It does change and ages people, I think.
Mm.
You know, guys, I would colour their hair as well, so... And I show them the difference in when it's done. That would be done, not like ladies. It just works with grey, salt and pepper, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You don't want to look completely black or brown or something like that.
Yeah, we're going completely off the whole topic.
We are. Okay. Yeah. Right, I just thought it was interesting. Okay, yeah. So you're not going to be working Christmas Eve this year. You're going to have a bit of family time, are you?
I won't stop till about 10 o'clock. On Christmas Eve.
And have you got kids?
So much to do. Yes. Wrapping presents. Now, that's what I hate. I pay somebody to do that. I do get the kids to do, and I'll deal with them. I forget. They don't mark what it's for, and I have to open it up and see who it's for.
There's nothing worse than having a load of presents and forgetting which ones are in which box.
Or post the wrong card in the wrong envelope. Like, oh, my God.
All right, well, look, I have to go to a break. Thanks for that. We're going to come to Lucine after the break, by the way, as well. We want your messages and your texts. Have a great Christmas there, by the way, Sandra, and you and all the hairdressers of the world. See, I said hairdressers again. Stylists. Sorry. It's very technical. Somebody says, they're not hairdressers, Niall. They're follicle technicians. That comes in from Paul. They are.
Hey, Niall. Just a quick one there on working over Christmas. I used to work in retail there. It would have been about, 9 years ago. But the same thing again. Used to be a furniture store I used to work in. Used to have a really big sale on St. Stephen's Day. So I used to have to work till 5 o'clock. And then after 5 o'clock, from 5 to 7, we used to get the shop ready, get everything all up to the front of the shop and all. Finish up at about 7 o'clock, have Christmas Day off, which you can't even enjoy Christmas Day or have a drink or anything like that, because you're back in the next day. You know, you have to be fresh. And then that's it. See, it's the same as every other weekend, really. It's terrible. But now I'm in a place now, and I'm actually finishing up tomorrow. And I have, till Thursday week off, till the 2nd. It's unbelievable. I feel so sorry for people that have to work in retail over Christmas. Because, I mean, you get some absolute nut jobs out there that'll come in and start screaming at you and all that you haven't got stuff. Anyway, cheers, bye.
Yeah, enjoy your Christmas off. That was a bit, okay. You had a lot to say there. And I think everything you said was 100% correct. I do feel sorry for people who have to work for the whole Christmas. Thankfully, I'm off for a few days, as is Alina, over the Christmas. And we changed some of the schedule around over the Christmas because people like to hear, a bit of background music for over the Christmas as well. So we've changed the schedule. Good, exciting schedule over the way over the Christmas. It was different. So we get a bit of time off. And I do feel sorry for people who have to work over Christmas. Lucine. Oh, is it Lucienne? I do apologise. Sorry, Lucienne.
Hi, how are you?
Jeeper, sorry, Lucienne. Why did I call you Lucine? Where did the name Lucienne come from? Where does that come from?
My father is Swiss.
Swiss?
Swiss, yeah.
Okay.
So they chose a French name for me.
All right, okay. And does it mean something? Lucienne, does it mean anything? It's not just a meaningful word, is it?
It is a very meaningful word. Wonderful, amazing person.
Oh, okay. Of course, admit that. Of course, that's what it means. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So, Lucienne, I mean, what about people working over Christmas? Do you believe, firstly, the shop should be open until 6 on Christmas Eve? And now, a lot of people are talking about Stephen's Day.
Well, it's not that they should or they shouldn't. I think each business should be allowed to do whatever it is that they want. I don't think, for me personally, I won't be here till 6. But in the run-up to Christmas, I'm here 16 to 18 hours a day. I'll work all through Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas Eve, to have everything ready. I'll probably finish up about 2 or 3, but I do believe that, it's a busy time and retail needs to be there for those that need it.
I would absolutely agree with you. It does need to be there for those that need it. But in saying that, it is a bit unfair when you've got a family. Say, for example, Sandra, the last girl, she probably has young children. I don't know how old she is, by the way. I'm kind of guessing that she's reasonably young. And, and they want to get home and get the preparations ready for Santa Claus coming that night and the whole excitement. Because kids tend to go to bed early anyway. Well, at least you try to get them to bed early. And they want the whole excitement of putting out the mince pies and the carrots and... And sure, if you're arriving home...
But I do all that with my kids. I have 2 kids. I have my mum and dad. They'll all be here working with me. That's our life. That's our Christmas time. So if we're not busy around Christmas time, for us, it's not Christmas. That's what we've always done. So, and we make the time in the evening, then we'll go in and we'll do all the Santa stuff and we'll get food ready for Santa Claus and we'll prep the presents and get the food ready for ourselves for the following day. So, you know, I suppose everybody adapts and changes to what it is they have to do.
But is it meant to be a holiday time and a time for, you know, family time? And then you have other people who have to work. As that chap said, he worked at the furniture shop. So he's working right up to 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve. He's one day off Christmas Day, and then he was back in work on Stephen's Day.
I know, but we've all January to rest and do nothing and have, that's what we
it's
do.
It's not like, the I mean, same, but is it?
But
it isn't.
The same. It is, Niall. I mean, I still enjoy Christmas. I still love doing Christmas. And, you know, my children have everything that everybody else has for Christmas. The house is decorated, the shopping is bought, the presents, the gifts, it's all done. And we will spend 2 days at home, then Christmas Day and Stephen's Day.
Not I mean, because I remember when I was a kid, I always remember that was the one thing I did remember was my dad was off work for, you know, 4 or 5 days at Christmas. He worked in the airport and he was off work for 4 or 5 days at Christmas. So it was a great period looking forward to having your mum and your dad together, you know, at home and your sister, and my, I had a sister and brother. And, you know, there was the five of us there. It was the only time of the year that all five of you would be there at the same time nearly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, we're the same. For us, my whole life, we've worked Christmas. So my father worked Christmas, my mother worked Christmas, all of my
No, I get it, I get it. I mean, it's meant different folks do different things.
Yes.
Okay, but just say that for a second, because I want to go to Jim as well. Jim, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Jim?
A holly jolly Christmas, Mr.
It's
Brian.
A holly jolly Christmas.
It's the best time of the year.
Hey, you can join in anytime you want, Lucienne.
Okay.
So, Jim, have you any sympathy for people who have to work Christmas Eve, Stephen's Day?
No. Because you make your bed and you lie in it.
You're a bit of a bad humbug, Jim. Yeah, you always are a bad humbug.
No, not at all. To be honest with you, I mean, people have their rosters. They know well what they're working. I mean, you say about people in retail. There's lots of other people working in hospitals, fire service, Gardaí. You know, there's factories that are just on constant shift work all the time. You know, there's loads and loads of taxi guys. You know, there's everything. And look.
Okay, there are services we know that have to exist that just can't stop over Christmas. And we understand that. You know? Yeah, I mean, but they'll have a few days off, depending on the types of shifts they do. Sorry, Lucienne, yeah?
If we all close down, and all the restaurants and all the hospitality industry and the hotels and all the ones that didn't necessarily have to be open that you're saying, where does everybody go? Where does everybody get...
Well, yeah, but then everybody has to just not go. I mean, the idea that somebody has to book into a hotel, say, for, you know, for Stephen's Day dinner, right? Or that a family might book in, they just have to stay at home.
But they still need to get sources and they need to get food and they need to get the drink and they need to get all of those things that they require.
Not if they're not open, they don't.
Exactly. The sky isn't going to fall down, but either way.
Yeah. I mean, if the hotel doesn't open for the 2 days, I mean, they don't need to get anything, do they?
Well, I think nowadays there's a bigger demand for people to go out. Not so many people are staying at home. That's just what I think.
I think that's sad.
I
know you like it, but that's good for you.
I mean, it's good for me. So, I mean, that's why, obviously, I'm here and I can see the changes in people out there. Like, I mean,
you look at Americans. Look at the way they treasure Thanksgiving, right? And we should treasure Christmas.
Yes, we do treasure Christmas. Everybody stays at home at Christmas. Every shop is closed. It's not the same.
Hotels or not? Yeah, a lot of hotels are open.
Well, I mean, okay, that's a demand and people may be travelling and stuff. I mean, we're very international these days. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there travelling around that wouldn't necessarily be celebrating Christmas. So they need somewhere to stay.
Oh, well, hang on both of you, because here's a message here that kind of ties in with what you're talking about.
Hi, Niall. So basically, I'm working Christmas Eve, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Christmas Day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'm doing security for a big corporate company, basically. But it's part of my roster. It's just the way it's fallen, Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm off Thursday and Friday. And that's just it. Nothing I can do about it. So all the people that don't have a whole lot of time Christmas Eve, think of some of us that don't have any time Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Aww. Great show, Niall.
Yeah, Jim, now, do you feel sorry for her, Jim?
No, I think a lot of the sympathy that's going out there is all fake stuff. Is your woman that's talking to you on the other line, is she a restaurant or something?
Lucienne.
Has she got a restaurant or something there?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, that's because you'll be promoting it, so that's obvious, because it's you're doing it for the money. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that's fair enough.
Well, you know, of course, it's supply and demand. I mean, I would be silly if I
yeah, but just again, there's no need to be getting out there. You're here for the money. That's it. You know, you walk. That's all. You put your hand on your head and say, "Look, we're here for the money." And that's what it is. You're providing the service. People that have to walk.
But that's what anybody would be doing in retail, is for the money. I mean, that's my job. I've chosen that job. I don't whinge and moan about it. That's what I'm doing, and I do it to 100% best that I can. And the customers want me in the run-up to Christmas, so I'm here.
But lads, it's not always about, and I'm not saying this to disrespect you, Lucy, yet, it's not always about the money, because some of the shops, say the likes of Tesco's and Dunn's, they could probably open for 4 hours on Christmas Day and be busy. But they don't do it. Now, that could be, you could argue, oh, if they did it, that would be for the money. There has to be some ethics and morals around this as well.
But there is ethics and morals. I'm closed on Christmas Day. I'm not here on Christmas Day. And you refer to the Americans and Thanksgiving. They do one day. They don't take 2 weeks off like the rest of Ireland is doing.
Okay,
very quickly, sorry, Jim, because I'm cutting everybody a bit short here because I'm running out of time, but go on, Jim.
No, I just think there's a lot of fake sympathy out there. Like, you hear the guy saying, oh, I feel really sorry. But these are the same people that are going into these restaurants and they're going into these places to do it. I mean, they're still putting the hand in their pocket and the money across the till. So, look, I think whatever role you're in, if it's a case that walk on Christmas, that's the deal. You just got to suck it up and accept it for what it is.
All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Loads and loads of people texting. I have to work for the whole Christmas now. Is anybody any sympathy for me, for God's sake? Sorry, Jim, I cut you off a little bit soon there before the break, but I'll come back to you in a second. Let me go to Margaret as well. Margaret, you're a classic kid. How you doing, Margaret?
Hi, Niall, I'm good, and you?
Happy Christmas.
Many happy returns.
And if you're really good, Jim will start singing to you. Go ahead, Margaret. Should we be a little bit more organised and not be running out late on Christmas Eve, or you know, getting some remains out of sale on on Stephen's Day?
Well, I wouldn't go near the shops myself now on Stephen's Day, but I think if people can't be organised by, you know, lunchtime on Christmas Eve with their shopping, forget about it.
Yeah, there's no hope for them, really, is there?
I know. You know, I suppose at home here, I have never worked on a Christmas Eve, but like it's busy here at home in the house anyway. I don't know, if I had to work, I obviously have to fit stuff in at other times, but you know, you're getting ready for the day after with the food, prepping food and things, so,
mm-hmm.
No,
And sadly, in most cases, it's still left to the woman to do these jobs. Yes, I'm sorry. I know this is the year 2019, but I'm sorry, ladies still make the best turkey and ham.
as long as the meal's appreciated anyway, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, if people have to travel to be with family for Christmas, you know, if they're only finishing work late, like that's hard, you know, especially the small kids getting, you know, maybe getting to... You know, grandparents or something, you know, if they travel a distance, you know. So.
And would you ever think of going out to a restaurant, say, on Stephen's Day?
No, never.
Or Christmas Day?
Never.
No.
I love just the idea of, you know, we get mass in on Christmas Eve and we're in at home then Christmas Day and for the next few days after. I just love not having to have to move because I'm working.
Put the slippers on and the fire on and that's it.
Yeah, just love it. And the children love it too, you know, just being all together.
That's what Christmas is about, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
And, you know, I always say if it wasn't there, we'd have to invent it because everybody needs a break, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree, Jim. Put the slippers on, the fire on. And, you know, and sit and watch telly for 4 days.
No, and I couldn't agree with you anymore. I mean, home is the place to be, but, you know, as I say, what an awful lot of people forget is Christmas Eve is still a regular day. So, I mean, whatever facet of business you're in, whether it's retail, whether it's wholesale, whether it's whatever you're dealing with, the public services, I mean, you still got to be there to prepare.
We should make it a bank holiday.
Why?
What, Christmas Eve?
Yeah, Lucy M. Make it a bank holiday.
And no. Why, Niall?
Why not?
Well, I suppose that is true too. Yes, why not? But I mean,
that gives us all the 2 day. Well, apart from those who have to work, like emergency services, but that gives us all 2 days off.
Well, you have 2 days off. You have Christmas Day and Stephen's Day.
Yeah, but that you don't count Christmas Day because everyone has that off anyway. But no, I mean, I'm talking about the other day. No, I personally, I'll be honest with you, I don't mind working Christmas Eve, but I'm finished, but like, we'll be out of here at 2:10.
Yeah, well,
Yeah, but that's the nature of your business, Oil.
A lot of restaurants are actually closed and only do lunch on Christmas Eve anyway. So, they're not staying late because, as you said, most people are at home for Christmas Eve and into Christmas Day. But it is, I mean, there is the demand for a certain amount of retail properties to be open.
Just before, because I have to go to Audrey in a second. Jim and Lucien, what's your favourite Christmas song, Jim?
Me?
Yeah.
I like that. That one is in my head at the moment, the Holly Jolly Christmas.
It's a Holly Jolly Christmas, yeah. What's your favourite song, Lucien?
Well, I would have two, so I'm going with A Child Is Born would be one of my favourites.
This comes to pass when a child is born. Yeah. Do you like that one, Jim?
No, Johnny Mathis, yeah. The man with the quivery voice.
Yeah, he has a bit of a quivery voice, hasn't he? This comes to pass when the child is born. Sorry, Lucien, for slagging your song. What other one? What was the other song you liked, Lucien?
The Hippopotamus.
Which one's that? Oh, yeah.
All I want for Christmas is a Hippopotamus. My daughter sings it. She's brilliant with it.
Never heard of that song.
Ah, you have to have heard. Look it up.
The Hippopotamus. All right, okay, I'll look it up, okay. Could you give us a bar of it?
All I want for Christmas. Hang on a second. I'm going to have to get somebody to sing it for you. Where's Ernie gone?
get Ernie. Get Ernie. Where's Ernie?
Where's Ernie? He's probably running the business here because I'm busy chatting to you.
All right, okay. Well, I'm running out of time. I'm sorry, Lucien.
He's just here.
Okay, go on, Ernie. Quick, Ernie.
Ernie, sing the Hippopotamus
song. Sing the Hippopotamus song.
Oh, God, I only know a bit of it.
Go on, but just do it. We've got 10 seconds.
All I want for Christmas is, sugar.
Ernie, have a happy Christmas. And tell
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only hippopotamus will do.
Is that all you know? Ernie, have a lovely Christmas. And tell Lucien the same. And Jim, thanks very much indeed.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.